I would say that it makes sense to equate this with meditation, because meditation is the supremely accessible way of trying to enter into reality consciously to some degree or other. You try and enter into reality and try and be true to nature at the same time. So if you want to see why they're not different, you have to go and do something. Buddhism is not interested in an abstract path. Buddhism is not even interested in Buddhism. It's only interested in what is the case. W.H. Auden, the English poet, once said, "Nothing is beautiful, not even in poetry, if it's not the case." And the Buddha is only interested in what is the case. So you've got a chance when you meditate. All you need to do is sit down, for goodness sake, because there's nothing special. And look into the nature of reality and find your own nature. And again, we looked at this last week. We looked at it in meditation this evening. We are not different because we take part in the same kind of nature. We're not different from stars because we take part in the same kind of nature. Everything is subject to Pratityasamutpada. All things arise, all things pass away. I arise, I pass away. We arise, we pass away. And meditation is the kind of ground zero where you sit down and you sit with that and you look and you see what can be observed and what can be known and how. In Pico della Mirandola's terms and in Edgar Wynne's terms, mindfulness is what you insert between the experience of the world you've made and the experience of the world you're about to make by responding to it and by setting things in motion again. Let's do it now. Let's do a little exercise. Pretend like we're going to meditate. Just for a couple of minutes. Just for a couple of minutes. Okay? So close your eyes. And just picture yourself as if you're like a bundle of grass or a bundle of wheat. A sheaf tied and standing there. You're a bundle of things, you're made up of a bundle of things. And then someone comes along and just cuts the tie. The sheaf falls apart. Just let go. So we sit still with that sense. Feel the breath moving through us with that sense. We try and stay open to that sense, that letting go. The bundle falls and it's okay. We slow down. We notice the space that's there in awareness, the space of mindfulness itself. We continue to breathe. And we bring in an awareness of kindness. And this is how we want to respond to all things that arise in our experience. The hand that opens rather than the hand that's closed. In small ways, and in quiet ways, and in subtle ways, we work on ourselves as if by magic. We change ourselves, and we change the world. and the bundle doesn't have to hold. It can fall apart. It can let go into that kind of spaciousness and that kind of change. Just opening your eyes in your own time.